Welcome back to the Haven Homestead Podcast, where we learn and grow together on our way to living more sustainable lives. My name is Chris, and today we're on episode 30. I'm joined by our current woofer, Mickey.
Hello, this is Mickey.
So today we're going to be doing a little interview and asking her about her experiences with woofing. But before we do that, I'm going to remind you of our website at www.havenhomestead.com, where you can learn about all the things that we're doing here and see our events that are coming up and our handicrafts and everything that we have going on there. Also, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/havenhomestead. That's patreon.com/havenhomestead, so we can keep this podcast going and keep helping people just like you. So let's get into our interview with Mickey. So where are you from, Mickey?
Japan. I'm from Japan, and the town is called Nagano.
Yeah? Is it nice there?
Yeah, many mountains.
You showed us a picture on Google, and there's lots of fields and stuff around, rice fields and blueberry fields. And
yeah, many vegetables and fruits.
Usually when I think of Japan, I think of the city.
Tokyo.
Yeah. You know, with lights and cars and lots and lots of people. But it seemed like on where you live, it's really country and it's pretty. Lots of mountains. Yes. Lakes.
Yeah. But actually 80% of Japan is mountain. So I think the city is just exceptional place.
Yeah, it gets all of the media coverage. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So why did you decide you want to start woofing?
Okay, because I am now traveling all around the world, and woofing is not my purpose in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But when I was in Australia in May, I think, I was talking with one lady who hosted me. Then she told me about woof. Then I was interested in, because I was thinking that the food I eat is especially when I'm traveling, I usually choose cheap one.
Right, convenience.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then, but it tastes not so good, because I know how vegetable tastes good, because my grandma grows vegetables and it's really good. Mm-hmm. So it's gonna be much better if I can help to do the farm. Then I learn how to grow organic food. Mm-hmm. Then I can eat. I can share the dish with people, because also I was missing family a lot. Mm-hmm. So I wish I can stay with someone, hopefully one family, then have my responsibility to help something. Mm-hmm. And learn. Then I can do farm in Japan too.
So it's kind of a multi, your goals are kind of multi-leveled. You want to learn how to grow food, eat good food, and have good interactions with people that you're learning while you're learning.
Yes.
So woofing is the perfect.
Yeah. So it sounds just for me.
Yeah, right. No. It's perfect. Uh-huh. It's perfect. Yeah. And then later on when you're, like you said, when you get back to Japan, then you'll have just more knowledge or more skills to add to, helping to grow your own for your family someday.
Yeah.
So how did you, you said you heard about woofing through somebody in Australia. So were you woofing in Australia?
No, I never did it in Europe.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So this is my first experience in the world. Mm-hmm.
Here?
And yes.
So we were your first woofers, your woofing host.
Mm-hmm.
And then you left for a little while. I mentioned it on a previous podcast that I was going to interview you, and then you went to another farm to woof, and then you came back for a short time. So what was the other place that you woofed at?
I went to a blueberry farm.
Mm-hmm. Blueberry, organic blueberry. Organic, yeah. You mm-hmm. pick sort of deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you pick.
You
and
pick.
I pick.
Yes. Yes. So I help picking berries and clearing the bushes that people can pick more easily.
Uh-huh. Were you pruning any of the blueberry yeah. bushes
mm-hmm.
and also weeding or anything like that as
yeah.
well? What was the farm called?
It's called Friendly Grove Blueberry Farm.
Friendly Grove
mm-hmm.
Blueberry Farm.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And there are really nice people there. And
yes.
You said there were other woofers there as well?
No.
Not at this
just
one?
Just me.
No.
But I met so many people because it's a U-Pick
sure.
place. So many people come and usually just neighbors. So could talk with
many what was people. Like two something a pound? $2 and something a pound? Or what?
$2.75 for 1 pound.
$2.75 a pound, yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah,
and it tastes much.
Oh my
much
goodness.
Better than I buy.
Oh yeah, it was much. It was yeah. We had
so nice.
So taste. Lindsay went when she went out to pick you mm-hmm. up and brought back some blueberries and man, they are good. They are really
it's
good.
Very good.
So, that's really neat. And I mean, good food is. That's one of my favorite things is good food. So
yeah,
I'm a big fan of food. Maybe mm-hmm. I should be less of a fan, then I'd be less of a
mm-hmm.
man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, food makes you. Food you eat makes you.
It does. You are what you eat. So what are some of the things that you've learned on your travels through, you know, here and other farms? And
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that being that you've been so many places, you've probably seen the countryside in a lot of different places. I mean, what are some things that you've learned?
Here?
Yeah, here and
yeah.
other places.
Okay, I learned because before I came here, organic farm means like something specific way to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, okay, I can learn how to do organic farms.
Mm-hmm.
But here I learned it's always you do and you learn. You find something different, then you search. You do some mistakes, then you learn. So it's always, there is no like specific rule.
Right.
But you just try and ask people, read books, search internet, mm-hmm. then try again. So it's always.
Yeah.
How do
constantly,
you
well, mm-hmm. constantly changing, constantly learning. So we're always researching trial and error here on
mm-hmm.
our farm. Like we, you know, we had someone come over and they were looking at our tomatoes and she was saying that, you know, she does this and adds this and,
mm-hmm.
and oh, you did this. But we're just kind of an amalgamation of all the things that we've learned and we put them together and try to see what works out. So, for instance, we prune the bottoms of our tomatoes up. We cut the branches off the bottom so that, you know, about a foot off the ground or maybe a foot and a half off the ground, there aren't any branches so that the disease doesn't get on the leaves. And we found that out through a YouTube video. But the woman who came over was saying, you know, she doesn't prune hers and she adds this certain, you know, vitamins to the soil. Well, we don't add vitamins to the soil. We just add rabbit manure.
Mm-hmm.
And our last woofers were talking about how they were... It was kind of neat to see how we took care of our fruit trees. Is it was just you clear around them, you mulch or you add manure, rabbit manure always because we have the rabbits and it's
mm-hmm.
Handy. It's one of the best manures or best mm-hmm. fertilizers, and then mulch over the top of that, and then you know you can water it. But you don't have to water that often because the mulch holds the moisture in. So that was something that was it's very minimal. I mean we have to do it like. Once, maybe twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so the labor is minimal. And we've learned these things through trial and
mm-hmm.
error and through, like you said, research. And there's no set way.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of good ways to do it. And we just try to find the best that we can, mm-hmm. and whatever works well. If a plant's healthy, then we keep doing that, and if it's not healthy, we try to change something. Do you hope to woof more as you go to your next, like your next destination or next destinations? Do you hope to woof more?
Yes, but not soon. My travel is going south to South America.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I will do. I'm not sure. Maybe I will.
There's mm-hmm. some really good woofing places maybe. In South America.
I think so now.
And Central America. Uh-huh. I've seen some videos
that's
from
a good
people.
Idea.
Because a lot of people can go down and buy land for very inexpensive. And then because it's warmer, the growing climate is more conducive to a lot of, you know, tropical fruits and mm-hmm. foods. I think there's a lot of woofing.
Yeah, I think I
opportunities
will
probably.
Do it because it's much better than just staying at hostel.
Right.
And like walking the mm-hmm. town. It's fun, but it's not the thing I will do more.
Yeah, you mentioned when you first got here that, you know, that was a while ago when you first got mm-hmm. here, how you were tired of just walking the city and not ever doing anything. You were just a tourist all the time.
Yeah.
And just taking pictures but you never really had any meaningful
experiences. Yeah, like it's always people that's important for me in my journey. So it's good if I have someone to visit. But if I don't know anyone in the country, the woofing is a really good way to meet people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's much more than just meet.
Mm.
I can share their life
mm-hmm.
with their way of caring food and family and farms. So,
right. And you get like you said, you get to stay a little bit longer
mm-hmm.
and really get to know them rather than just being passing by and, you know, meeting someone at lunch or something and, all right, well, have a nice day.
Yeah,
and,
it's so different. I feel I could be one part of your family. I hope so.
You are kind of, we consider you part of the family. We've really enjoyed the time that you've been here and the kids, you know, it's like the kids really enjoy having you around. And we really enjoy having you around, so we've been having good times.
Yeah.
So, is there anything that you would like to say to your friends that may listen to this podcast
mm-hmm.
in either English or Japanese?
Okay. So, I learned really how important the family is here, and also how important the community is. And it with the organic farm, it connects more people around. And I think working together for the food you eat makes the community or family stronger.
Oh yeah.
Mm. I really think so.
Well, it's wholesome quality time.
Yeah. It's much better than just you go to the supermarket and buy and cook.
There's no interaction with anybody there. I mean, the cashier, she says, how are you? She doesn't really care. You know, how are you? Oh, I'm good. Okay. Well, here's your, you know, here's your groceries.
So
that'll be so much money. And
so much. I think it changes your life so different.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you have farm at your garden or not.
Yep. And this year, with you being here and with our other woofers that have come by, I think that we've had a much more successful year in our garden, that we've had more food out of the garden. We've eaten more of our food out of the garden.
More Japanese dish.
Yeah, we've had more Japanese dishes since you've been here than ever in my life. And We also have, we've eaten more because people are interested in eating what we've grown. So like, you know, rabbit dishes or eggs, you know, the farm fresh eggs or garden grown, you know, vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Like last night we had pizza.
Yes.
And
it was so good.
It was way good. And the crust was the only thing that didn't come from either our farm or a local, someone local. We had some friends drop off some squash, and that went on the pizza last night,
mm-hmm.
you know, that we didn't grow ourselves. And one of our own squash, which is exciting because we planted them so late.
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
So we harvested one, and there's several more out there, but next year we'll start earlier. All of our squash got eaten by mice at the beginning of the year. So, but cucumbers have been doing amazing.
Yes.
I think when you were here was the first time we pulled cucumbers off of there, and there was one that was hidden that was as big
so
as a zucchini.
One.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we found another one the other day just like that. It was hidden behind the board, and it was really big too. But they're sneaky like that. So, is there anything else you want to pass on information-wise?
Nope.
So, I do have another question. I remember you said that in Olympia,
mm-hmm.
when you were at the, what was it called again? Friendly Grove?
Mm-hmm.
That the community, there mm-hmm. was really a lot of community interactions there. They have a farmer's market stall
yes.
too, don't they?
Yeah, they have. And they have a good CSA?
Yes, CSA,
mm-hmm.
right.
So
community
people,
supported
yeah.
agriculture.
Mm-hmm. And also they have good organic farm. They teach young students, like high school students, to know how to do it. And
that's neat.
Yeah.
Oh, they have a program with the local high school.
Yeah.
Into having the kids
mm-hmm.
come out. Maybe that's a class they can take or part of a class they take.
Mm.
They'll learn about organic
yep.
blueberries and growing.
Mm-hmm.
That's really neat. So when you said that with their community, you said the people that came there to pick were mostly local?
Yes. Yeah.
So that's also, they get to know their neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
I was helping a friend the other day cut some wood, and, you know, they just live up the road from us, and I didn't know
mm-hmm.
about them, and he knew several of the neighbors, but
mm-hmm.
I still haven't gone out and met them, and we had ideas when we first moved out here to, you know, go take cookies to our neighbors and
mm-hmm.
get to know them and stuff like that. But we haven't done it yet. We've just been so busy
mm-hmm.
with everything that we're doing. And I think that
yeah.
that's the same reason that, you know, they don't come by here is that they're just so busy with what they're doing. And when you kind of slow down a little bit, I think you get a better opportunity for meeting your neighbors and... It's just been interesting having people from other parts, because our last woofers came from Boston,
mm-hmm.
the other side of the country,
mm-hmm.
and then you came from Japan, so we really get a broad spectrum of people here,
yeah.
and I'm excited to see who the next person is.
Yes.
And we had someone come over just the other day, and he may woof with us, or they may not, but it's a family.
Mm-hmm.
And they live in a very small town, like 45 people.
Wow.
In Alaska.
Uh-huh.
And so he wants to come down for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's really neat because they have special skills that we don't have that we can
yeah.
learn from them. And, and I'm sure, you know, they have more of a self-reliance mindset because of where they live, that they have to be more self-reliant
yeah.
with fishing so that they can eat and, you know, if they want vegetables, they have to grow them
mm-hmm.
because there's not just a supermarket that gets daily shipments just down the road like we have.
Mm-hmm.
They have to, anyway, to get their vitamins, they have to
yeah.
do that sort of thing. So I think it's going to be a really neat opportunity if they decide to woof here.
Yeah.
Or who knows who will be next. But
it's really good to exchange knowledge and
oh, yeah.
experience. And
yeah, that's kind of what woofing's all about, is
yeah,
exchanging.
I think so.
Is
it's not always, like, not one way. I hope I could, like, give some new experience for you, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. It's been good. Well, thanks, Mickey, for being on the interview today.
Thank you.
And please remember to come check us out at havenhomestead.com. This has been the Haven Homestead Podcast, where we learn and grow together on our way to living more sustainable lives. Thanks for listening.